Quay, bonjour. Hello, my name is Steph Paquette. Welcome to Pissés.
Pissés. Pissés.
You could go on your phone and be like, look on YouTube and find how to make a hand drum. And you're going to probably find 100 videos like that, you know. But obviously, being taught it in person gives a different respect for it as well, too.
Some of you may recognize that voice. That is Nathan McMartin from Timiskaming First Nation. Welcome to part two of his drum making teachings.
He says,
oh, July 21st, I got to go feast my drum, or December 21st, because that's the first days of winter and summer. It's going to come to you during a certain moment. You can be like, I should feast my drum, but it's going to be in a certain season. So literally just grabbing your drum, going outside. Strawberries is usually the go-to, because strawberry represents a heart. And when you play your drum, that's what a drum represents, is the beat of a heart. So going with the strawberry is usually the go-to. But if you don't, if you're going in with blueberries, that's another one in the area as well, because blueberries are all over here, so it's another go-to. You could pick them. That's what a lot of people have done as well. They have picked them in their area. So whatever berry they have around there, like if you find a raspberry bush, that's 100% as well. Okay, it's just following the same protocol. Feast it, give thanks to the drum, give thanks to Creator. But before you even pick the berries, is give tobacco. Say thank you to the berries. And then you could give thanks to your past few days, your past month, your past year, and you could give thanks. Always having that good intention, because that's what Indigenous people were before. They never abused the land, they never abused the animals, they never abused the water. They always gave thanks, they always had good intentions with what they were doing. So going out and feasting your drum every season, giving thanks to it, giving thanks to all, give thanks to the water, the animals, the plants, the insects, the flyers, all of that, because that's what it comes down to. We were gifted this. We're the people here to protect it, whether your culture. You could be any culture around, as long as you have good intentions, you know, it doesn't, to me, that's what it's all about.
Just in case you had forgotten, or you haven't listened to part one yet, Nathan McMartin learned how to make drums from his grandfather.
When I did drums long ago with my grandfather, when I watched him do it, because I've done a few of them with him, and I remember like him saying, oh, you got to go faster, you got to do this. So I followed up for very little. And then I was always hunting. I followed my grandfather to learn culture, hunting and stuff like that. But when he would explain it was each spacing was just to make sure that it wasn't over-tight in one area and under-tight in the other. I'm sure there's more in-depth on it, which is something that, like, Indigenous people are always learning. If you're always willing to learn, you're always able to learn. I'm always out there trying to ask these things as well. But the reason why you always go in the four directions is always because you're acknowledging that. And each four directions acknowledges the medicines or the animal in that area as well. So as you're making it, you're actually acknowledging those four directions and all those plants and animals in those directions as well, the medicines. And then the way you tie it off, it's just your drum represents you.
I wondered if Nathan still had the first drum he ever made.
Technically, when you make your first drum, is you're actually supposed to gift it away. That was the teaching that was gifted to me. The first drum making opportunity I had, I made them all for my kids, all three kids right away, same night. And I was actually shocked, because it was about three years ago, and how quick I caught on and I remembered it, that I was able to do three while my wife did her one drum for our daughter. So then I actually kept one, but one ended up being, someone found it, I'll say it that way, someone found it, and then I gave the one that I initially made for my daughter back to her, so she still carries that one. So I made all three before I made my own, and I didn't even have time to make my own. So then I made my own only a few weeks ago, so now I carry that one, which is nice. But yeah, I went all those years making all these drums and give them out, and I never carried my own. That's the thing with drums, is sometimes you're just going to have, like my wife had one a while back. She just said, this drum isn't mine. She gifted away. When you give to your culture, you're going to see a lot of things are just going to, you're not even going to, a voice will just come to you and you're just going to be like, this isn't yours. Or something like that is just going to come to you and you'll be like, this is it. Okay. And then something that you work so hard on and all of a sudden you're like, this isn't mine though. And all of a sudden one day you're just going to, someone's going to talk to you and it's just going to click in your head. That drum is theirs. And you're literally just going to get up and go grab it. And this was gifted to you. I made it, but I don't know why, but I have to give it to you. So that's how culture works.
Well, this is where we end part two of our conversation with Nathan McMartin from Temiskaming First Nation. Miigwech to Amélie Brassard from Minwashin for recording this teaching. Miigwech to Semyon for the music. And Kichi Miigwech to all of you for listening. My name is Steph Paquette, and this is Bisaysan. Bisaysan is a project initiated by Minwashin.